Think about it. Early years of adulthood, perilous to be sure. The teen years, all the first loves, discovery of self, of identity, discovery of one's limitations.
Yeah,
those
absolutely.
Are hard lessons. All could be painful experiences, and we're all vulnerable at these times. But for gay young people, this has been a tough moment. For folks following, for instance, the suicide of 19-year-old Tyler Clementi. Student at Rutgers University jumped off the George Washington Bridge, allegedly after his college roommate streamed videos online of Clementi having sexual relations with a man. Just days earlier, Billy Lucas, 15, of Greensburg, Indiana, hanged himself after being taunted by classmates for being gay. If he was gay, he hadn't publicly disclosed it. He's gone. Before that, Justin Auberg, 15, of Andover, Minnesota, met the same fate. Days ago, 19-year-old Zach Harrington took his own life in Norman, Oklahoma, after a city council had a heated debate about recognizing October as GLBT month. It's understandable to react with feelings of hopelessness when confronted with stories like these, but Dan Savage, you heard these stories and reacted a different way. How did you take action?
Well, whenever a gay adult, I think for the last, 30 years, has heard about a gay teenager in despair committing suicide, the reaction has always been, I wish I could have talked to that kid for 5 minutes and been able to tell him that it gets better. Because when a 15-year-old kills himself, what he's saying is he can't picture a future that doesn't have joy or happiness in it to stick around for or worth toughing this period out for. And gay teenagers are particularly isolated because often they're, lied to about what it is to be gay or what it is to be a gay adult. And I just thought, I would never get permission to talk to these kids. I would never get an invitation from a school run by homophobes or from parents to talk to these kids. And it occurred to me that I didn't need anyone's permission anymore to talk to these kids.
And that's the wisdom of Dan Savage, who writes the sex and relationship advice column Savage Love. And all of this motivated you to start the It Gets Better project. Now, describe what you did.
Well, my boyfriend, who was very brutally bullied in his middle and high schools, and I sat down and recorded a tape where we just said, we were bullied too, we get it, we understand what it's like, and it gets better. We wanted to share some of our life. Now, not to say everyone was going to want the same things we have, but that our lives are full of joy and, we're reconciled to our families and they love and support us. And however dark it was then, if we'd ended our lives then at the worst moments of our lives, we wouldn't be around now for really what are wonderfully happy, fulfilling, productive lives. And gay and lesbian people can have those sorts of lives.
Dan, what's been the response? And I should say, who has responded?
Thousands and thousands of people. It's reached this point where we can't even keep up anymore. We threw up this video, created a YouTube channel at itgetsbetterproject.com and thought, we're going to fall on our faces. It'll just be me and you and maybe one or two other videos. And within 6 hours, we had a half a dozen videos. And within 2 days, we had a couple of hundred. And in under a week, we reached the limit on the number of videos we could post on a YouTube channel of 650. And now there's a couple of thousand. The response has been overwhelming. And it's mostly gay and lesbian adults reaching out to gay and lesbian children that we've never been allowed to talk to before to give them hope and hope for their futures and also advice about how to cope if they're being bullied and how to respond and how what they can do right now if they're in a position to make it better for themselves.
And some pretty high-profile people, not to say that Dan Savage isn't high-profile enough, but here's what Tim Gunn shared in his video.
I understand the desperation. I understand the despair, and I understand how isolated you can feel. And you have a lot of, get very emotional, people really care about you, and I'm included in that group.
That's Tim Gunn, and here's Ellen DeGeneres.
My heart is breaking for their families, for their friends, and for our society that continues to let this happen. These kids needed us, and we have an obligation to change this. There are messages everywhere that validate this kind of bullying and taunting, and we have to make it stop. We can't let intolerance and ignorance take another kid's life.
That's Ellen DeGeneres, of course, speaking on her program. Dan Savage, what evidence do you have that something like this could be crucial in the life of somebody who's considering a hopeless act like suicide?
Well, I'm getting emails every day now from kids, from teenagers, telling them that they are indeed taking hope from these videos. Also, there are stories posted by people who attempted suicide or about to attempt suicide, and all it took was a word from an adult about the future. And that was all it took to get them to hang on. Also, most heartbreakingly, I'm hearing from the parents of bullied kids, moms of 13, 14, 15-year-old kids, the same ages as Asher Brown and Billy Lucas and Seth Walsh, who who are being bullied for being gay or perceived to be gay, who are sitting their kids down in front of the computer and together watching these videos with them, and they're telling me that it's helping.
Does it require, though, I mean, we're talking about an age when many gay people, they haven't come out. The effectiveness of it, does it require that they have come out, and if they've come to terms with their own identity and their own sexuality?
At least to themselves, yeah. And, you know, most kids who are gay, lesbian, bi, or trans, they're very and painfully aware of their sexuality years before they come out. 13, 14, 15-year-olds, they know they're gay or straight almost invariably. It's that they're not out yet. They haven't screwed up the courage. They worry that if they come out, the bullying will get worse or their families will reject them or kick them out of the house. So they may be already, you know, very, very aware that they are gay or lesbian. And seeing people who are in the same circumstances, who were, you know, 15 and closeted like they are, or 13 and closeted like they are still, who came out eventually, whose families came around, who survived bullying, can be very helpful. And those kids are indeed finding their way to the website.
The message here, I mean, it's all very direct what is taking place on the website, but it seems to me the real lesson here is that inadvertent moment where if you feel something, say something that can prevent a suicide or prevent someone from taking a desperate act. It seems to me that's the real lesson here. You better say it because you don't know what the impact might be of you not saying it, right?
Exactly. Bullying's a problem, gay or straight. Gay and lesbian teenagers are 4 to 6 times likely to commit suicide as a result of bullying or whatever. And, you know, they're bullied at school by their peers. They go home to more bullying all too often from homophobic parents who think that they can terrorize their kids out of being gay if that's who they are. And then they're dragged to churches on Sunday for still more bullying from the pulpit and bullying from God. And they feel very isolated and alone, and no one's on their side. And this project allows them to see other gay and lesbian adults who are on their side, who survived what they survived.
Dan, none of that was around when you were growing up. What was crucial for you?
You know, I found my way to the theater scene in Chicago when I was a teenager, when I was still, early in high school, where I was exposed to, you know, not other gay adults telling me personally, oh, it gets better, because I was closeted and straight identified then. But I saw gay adults interacting as peers with straight people who valued and accepted them, who were comfortable in their own skin and living their own lives. And just seeing that made me think, well, I'll get there too. And the YouTube channel allows people who are gay or lesbian, you know, in a Greensburg, Indiana, where Billy Lucas grew up, or small town in California, where Seth Wallace was growing up, to see other gay adults in that circumstance.
He's describing the It Gets Better project. That's Dan Savage. He founded the project online, and he also writes the sex and relationship column, Savage Love. Thanks, Dan.
Thank you so much.
I'm Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, our team has been reporting high-quality news about science, technology, and medicine. News you won't get anywhere else. And now that political news is 24/7, our audience is turning to us to know about the really important stuff in their lives. Cancer, climate change, genetic engineering, childhood diseases. Our sponsors know the value of science and health news. For more sponsorship information, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.